This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
A new Ipsos Telemundo poll found that 42% of Hispanic adults support the construction of the border wall. That's up from 30% back in December of 2021. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says it's because the people coming across the border are different these days.
Guy that has facial tattoos is probably somebody you don't want to leave your kids with. And so many communities along the border are saying, we've had enough.
This same poll found that nearly two-thirds of respondents support a path towards citizenship for all illegal immigrants. Texans can report severe weather and flooding damage to their property from this week's storms by visiting the Individual State of Texas Assessment Tool, or ISTAT, Damage Survey. The ISTAT Damage Survey can be filled out in English and Spanish online by visiting damage.tdem.texas.gov and clicking on April 8th Ongoing Severe Weather Event. The Texas Opioid Abatement Fund Council's Naloxone Distribution Grant opportunity is open for applications. Eligible Texas government entities, nonprofit organizations, and business entities can apply to implement a statewide program that will distribute the opioid overdose reversal medication, Naloxone, where it's needed most. The important initiative allocates up to $25 million for Naloxone distribution, training, and targeted interventions. A link to apply for the grant is on our news website. A Choctaw County man was arrested for reckless conduct with a firearm for firing a gun from the front porch of a home he had just been criminally trespassed from hours earlier. 24-year-old Kason Holman was drunk when he fled from an officer who told him to drop the gun. He was soon captured. He faces additional charges because as a convicted felon, he was not allowed to have a firearm. Honey Grove authorities called in the Plano Bomb Squad because of a suspicious package found at the Masonic Lodge on 6th Street early Thursday afternoon. Because of the circumstances under which it was found and packaged, authorities decided to evacuate nearby businesses and close down some city streets. As of 6 p.m. Thursday afternoon, police gave an all clear. A North Texas man has been booked into the Collin County Jail for allegedly randomly attacking several people with a hammer. 26-year-old Charles Murray is accused of attacking a man inside a restroom at a Plano gas station, and investigators say he's also responsible for random attacks at DART stations. He's charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. More charges are possible against a Hopkins County man already in jail on multiple felony charges. Everett Jennings, who was arrested in Galveston after going on a cruise while out on bond for previous charges, has been linked to a boat and trailer that had been stolen in Louisville and was found in a Yanis storage facility. At last report, his bond was set at $2.25 million. The investigation continues. Sean Paul Armstrong was arrested in Hopkins County on a Hunt County warrant for violation of his probation on a conviction for aggravated robbery. At last report, he remained behind bars. 42-year-old Alfredo Perales of Winfield was arrested on a warrant for prohibited sexual conduct with an ancestor or descendant. No other information was available. 39-year-old Sharina Say of Florida pleaded guilty to money laundering in federal court in Tyler. Court documents show Say distributed controlled substances across the United States. Customers paid for their purchases with cash. Say laundered the cash proceeds through cryptocurrency in order to purchase more controlled substances on the dark web and to conceal her criminal activity. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.